This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This week at the United Nations General Assembly, there is more to watch than the parade of leaders' speeches. A meeting to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the UN Conference on Racism in Durban, South Africa, is being boycotted by the United States, France, Israel, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia because of concerns about anti-Semitic statements that were made at that conference in 2001. There are also high-level meetings on energy and the nuclear test ban treaty, and a summit on the connected system of producing, processing, distribution, and consuming of food. And the UN Security Council will hold a high-level meeting on Wednesday on climate and security. The foreign members of the five permanent Security Council members are expected to discuss Afghanistan and the lack of progress on the United States rejoining the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Iran's new foreign minister is coming to New York, and there's speculation he may meet with the five countries that remain part of that deal: Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany. Usually, the General Assembly has hundreds of side events, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, only a limited number are being held. These include events on vaccines, on children as invisible victims of the coronavirus and conflict, on multilateralism and democracy, and on global hotspots, including Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. A top U.S. health official said Sunday a U.S. government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step. He predicts broader approval for most Americans in the next few weeks.